Vermont is known for its farm-to-table movement as chefs partner with local producers to get fresh food onto plates. And now there's what you might call a money-to-farm movement, connecting producers with investors. VPR's Charlotte Albright takes us to a recent showcase for food entrepreneurs.
Slow food used to mean nutritious meals that take hours to prepare, as opposed to, say, a Big Mac. In the 1990s, the phrase was borrowed by advocates who see traditional small-scale agriculture as superior to industrial food production. An even newer movement, Slow Money, seeks to link those fledgling food growers and producers to local investors. At a showcase sponsored by Slow Money Vermont at the Coolidge Hotel in White River Junction, seven presenters each get 5 minutes and a few PowerPoint slides to pitch investors in the audience. Here's David Morgan, who wants to make artisanal malts for food and beverage producers.
We are looking for collaborators in a variety of capacities. I encourage you to contact me about ways in which you can become involved with slow hand malting, as it evolves into an integral part of Vermont's local food system by creating quality grain malts that reflect the terroir of our land and climate.
Morgan, who left a career in accounting, needs about $200,000 to launch his startup called Slow Hand Malting. He's raised about half that much so far. Other presenters ask for help to update a potato farm, expand a frozen yogurt business, and buy equipment for a slaughterhouse. Brian Giroux wants to increase capacity for making energy from compost.
Here's a quick example of how it works, because this isn't something that's widely adopted yet. But more or less, we take the vapor, that hot, steamy, 150 degrees at times, out of that pile and draw it through vacuum called negative aeration into our equipment.
Entrepreneurs say it's tough to get conventional bank loans, so they're knocking on smaller doors, asking modest amounts from each source. That's called crowdfunding. And Mike Pichak of Vermont's Department of Financial Regulation says the state is changing the rules to make it less cumbersome.
But it really is a means and a mechanism for opening up investment to a larger group of people at a smaller dollar figure than was available before.
Last June, the state simplified the regulatory process for startup companies to attract in-state investment, and now it's proposing to allow small businesses to raise capital out of state as well. Wherever it comes from, Slow Money encourages close relationships between investors and the business people they want to help, which is why events like this usually end with networking over wine and artisanal cheeses and meats.
My name is Ron Miller, and I'm a private investor, and I love the idea of Slow Money and being able to put money to work, helping communities and small businesses and growing a local food system.
Miller and a bunch of nonprofit capital fund managers all wear green stickers on their name tags, making them popular targets at the cocktail hour. Slow Money Vermont is also launching a secure online matchmaking service where entrepreneurs can post their business plans in hopes of attracting the capital they need. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.